Oh, it's noisy. Very, very noisy.
It's sort of like being in a trash can while somebody is running a jackhammer.
It sounds like a washing machine with nuts and bolts in it.
It's just noisy. I don't know how else to describe it.
The most important thing it requires is to be still. There's a lot of loud noises, which sound strange, but I find when I hear the noises, they come with a certain beat, and it usually reminds me of some song. In fact, it's even possible with some creativity to make the sounds mimic a certain song. I'm professor of radiology, Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. An MRI is a method of getting pictures inside a body. It uses a magnet and it uses radio waves. So there are similarities in the physics of it to a radio that you'll listen to. But instead of detecting signals from a radio station and turning it into voice or music, this is using radio waves when a person is inside a magnetic field to make sophisticated images.
Still have about
20
minutes left.
When I'm in there, I just close my eyes and relax.
When I was in there, I panicked. I was just, stop, stop, you gotta get me out of here, because the fact that I felt closed in and the fact that the noise was just nothing that I had expected. I had to make them stop. And I didn't go back in. I regret the fact that I had to leave, because I'm trying to get better. I want to be free from this pain. I'm 65 years old, and I have trigeminal neuralgia. It's a damage to the nerve in the face. They call this the suicide pain. It is so severe, it is so severe that there has been times that there has been times when people wanted to kill themselves. As time went on, I realized if I wanted to get healthy, I had to make sacrifices and let the fear just fade away.
It is the most effective and versatile method for looking inside a human body.
Here. This is it. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get my bracelet off. You have to be metal-free when you go in to get the MRI. One thing I advised is to keep your eyes closed. Never, ever open them.
So you lie on a table and it slides you inside a cylinder.
I always keep my eyes completely closed because you don't want to see how close you are to that machine.
We are told not to move and not to speak while the scan goes on.
I pray, and I pray my whole way through it.
What I did while I was in there the last time to get through it peacefully was to meditate.
Try to think of a journey that you're going through, something that you love to do. The sun coming through the ivy and the trees, the nature, you see the animals, deer.
As thoughts come up, just letting them go, and as the sounds come up, just sort of let them be part of the breathing.
It will take away the anxiety.
It's a strange experience, but there's nothing to be scared about.
You can do this, because the end result is for you to get healthy. My name is Tony Upmorta.
I'm Dr. Donald Mitchell.
My name is Janet DeSimone.
My name is Jerry Whalen.